We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Let's see, Lee. This is a really difficult decision.
Okay.
And you know, I don't envy our governor having to make it. It's really, really hard. Okay, here we go. People under the age of 50, according to the CDC, have a death rate from COVID-19 of 0.05.
Okay.
That is half the death rate of the seasonal flu. 0.05. People under 50. Should we take the tremendous risk of reopening schools in the fall? Well, don't we usually leave them open despite the flu?
Yes.
Yeah.
Every year.
Okay. And that number I just gave you, that's from the CDC. That's not my opinion. That's the CDC. 0.05. The death rate from the flu is 0.1. So even in Common Core math, which no one is learning anymore, thank God, because they're all at home.
Yes, exactly.
We don't do Common Core math in the school of mom. There's no Common Core math. No, we carry the one. Thank you. We do it proudly.
Yes.
And we do it in three steps, not 17. So, because mom just doesn't have time for that. It makes her head hurt. Anyway, they're trying to decide. The future of the 2020-2021 school year is still up in the air. Well, folks, okay, if we're not going to go back to school, then close it down. No, we'll just go total online. Because we're going to have the flu every year, and it will have a 0.1 death rate. So if we're going to use actual math, let's use the CDC's math, we will just shut schools down. At that point, we should shut them down until there's no more COVID-19 and no more flu. We have to cure both, because otherwise, you're not being consistent. This is ridiculous. And there's another problem, and this bothers me, because I know what kids they're talking about. Based on the survey of South Carolina teachers about student contact, you know, they have to keep records of who they're in contact with, right?
Right.
And my kids' teachers have actually done a great job of this. We hear from them if the kids miss a FaceTime or a school meeting or something like that they're supposed to have on. I mean, we hear from them, which is good. It's really good. Listen to this. Based on the survey, State Superintendent Molly Spearman told a panel of leaders that she estimates between 4% and 5% of the state students have been unaccounted for since public schools closed. That doesn't sound like a lot. Well, it is. 31,000 to 39,000. They're just not checking in. They're not turning the work, and they're unaccounted for.
Yeah.
They just dropped off the cliff. And I worry about those kids.
Yeah.
I really do. I know there are kids out there stuck in drug dens right now. I know there are kids out there who are not being fed. And I know this because the school I go to is a wonderful place. And, I'm well aware we had a child in my daughter's fourth grade class. All the moms got together and we packed lunch for her every day. That's what we did. I'd put my thing in, they'd put theirs in. We did it all year long. Most of the year long. I know that there are teachers, because I've gotten to know my teachers, that every Friday, guess what? They send those kids home with a backpack full of food, sometimes food the teachers buy themselves.
Yeah.
Because that way the kid will get to eat on the weekend. This is the reality. It is heartbreaking. It tears my heart out to talk about it. Where are those kids? My God, what are they living through? You have a mom who cannot get you food on the weekend? And look, I'm here to tell you, there are food stamps. Some of these moms ain't interested, or they got too much of an alcohol or a drug problem to deal with the children in their homes.
Well, the district is doing it anyway, because all those meals are available, both breakfast and lunch are available through the school district.
I know, but that's when mom shows up to get it for you.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the problem. Exactly. And so, I mean, if the schools have not had contact, that's 31,000 to 39,000 kids.
Statewide. Why? Statewide.
Statewide. I mean, this is where this is where referrals come from for social services, yep, in cases where it's really needed. I mean, we don't want the government interfering where it's not. But there are legit cases.
Yes, there are.
When you got kids where the teacher has to pack them enough food in the backpack for the whole weekend, you got a problem. And I'm here to tell you it happens a lot. Mm-hmm. And we have to consider those kids. Here's the other, this is from the Greenville News article. 98% of Greenville County students have logged into Google Classroom. However, statewide, some students are still falling through the cracks. Okay, so even 98% of kids, we have a massive school system.
Yeah.
That's still thousands of kids that are just, are they dead? Are they alive? Are they in the basement? I mean, I don't know. They have missed the end of their school year. Only 17% of about 4,000 South Carolina teachers surveyed said they had contacted all of their students. About 21% of teachers said they had been in contact with less than half the students in their class. Folks, this ain't school.
No.
I'm here to tell you. It's not. Let's not kid ourselves. All we do is pretend and fake. And, you know, they sent the kids home with packets at first, right? But then you couldn't go back to get them.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, I've been talking about this, Lee. As a parent, I'm here to tell you, they're not learning much. They are no way, no how learning, even the ones who are connected, anything near the load of what they would be learning if they're in an elementary school. I think at the middle school level, it's a little better. I don't have a high schooler, so I don't know. Because they actually have a pretty extensive curriculum. But I'm here to tell you, the elementary school kids, they're just doing repeat silly stuff.
Oh, yeah. And listen, there's very little disagreement about that. I mean, if you
it's fake.
Speak
it's not real
anecdotally
school.
With pretty much anybody, whether they're school official, teachers, or board of trustees, or whatever, they realize that this came on so quickly, and these decisions were made in such a knee-jerk reaction that there was not time to effectively put together a program where they could have done this. There was not time, period. And that's one of the consequences of these quick actions. It's also one of the consequences of these shutdowns. And this is another reason why, you know, yes, we love grandma and grandpa, but business has got to get back open. Schools have got to go back to session. We've got to get back to full participation of everything. And then we deal with the consequences as they come along. That's how life is. You deal with the consequences as they come along. There are certain outcomes that you do not want to happen. You take every conceivable, affordable, reasonable action to try to stop or delay or mitigate those circumstances, but you have to go on. And this continued thing about, oh, well, we can't go back till there's a vaccine. We can't go back till this testing is done. We can't go back. No. We're done. This is it. This is the turning point, and it's got to happen. And the state government, the state school officials, they need to go ahead and decide on a plan. And I realize it's good. They're getting information out there. Greenville County did a good job here. They put out all their different plans that they say that they're looking at, which, quite honestly, I don't think the vast majority of them are workable. But that's just my opinion. That's not a fact. That's an opinion, Tara, by the way. So.
Right. So, well, but you're a conservative, so you would be fact-checked by Twitter for your opinion. Like Donald Trump. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I'm just here to say, let's be honest. Let's just call this no school, because it ain't school.
No, I'm a mom.
Yeah. I know what my kids do. I know what they did before school was canceled. They're not in school. We're wasting time. And I want to know from Henry McDisaster, if he does not reopen these schools, you tell me why. This thing has a death rate of half the flu. For those under 50. And again, here's the outrageous thing, Lee. We should have concentrated all of our resources from testing to all of it on the elderly, because those over 65, they have a 1.3% death rate.
Right. Yeah.
That is high.
Yeah.
That is really high. Why are we, you know, testing all these people under 50, using all these resources? No. Send the healthy back out. It's no more dangerous than the flu. Let's concentrate on protecting those who are really in danger. God, so fake. I'm going to lose it, Lee. I'm going to lose it if they don't go back to school. Lose it. You will see me on the news.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You know what I get really mad? You know what I do to make myself feel better, and it always works? I just got myself an air fryer. I do. I gotta, you do that too. Okay, Chris. Cool. Chris gets himself an air fryer too. I got a whole garage full of them. I just go right to the, you know, I just go right to the Target. I just go right to the Walmart, man. I smash my way in and I just take the air fryer. Feels so much better after. That's what protesters did, folks, in Minneapolis across the street from the police department. Police doing virtually nothing to stop them. Why is that, folks? Look, I get the anger. That video footage of Mr. Floyd being held down at his neck by a police officer using his knee is pretty devastating. But that does not give you the right to help yourself to an air fryer. The rioters are so angry about the police killing that they stole baby clothes and air fryers from nearby Target. Right across the street. Super exciting. Police basically let them. Because that's what you do know in America. If the people are, and this was established, remember, in Baltimore after Freddie Gray. And remember the mayor said, just let them go. Just, no, they have to get it out. And nothing makes you feel better than smashing up a business that had nothing to do with the police incident whatsoever. So when I get mad, I just go get myself an air fryer. I'm kidding. Do you do that? No? You'd expect to be arrested. Well, you don't have liberal privilege. But protesters do. There's nothing wrong with a good raucous protest in America as long as you do it legally. Helping yourself to an air fryer, though, that's just for those with liberal privilege. I'm talking about this video at a WCCO CBS Minnesota. My personal favorite one is the person who took the entire battery display with them, including all the batteries in it. Because, you know, you get mad, but then you get to batteries and you feel like, well, yeah, okay. Protesters staked out an area in front of the local police precinct across the street from the Target store. Riot police were able to hold the crowd off with their bicycles for a little while. But protesters broke off into riotous mobs who smashed their way into Target where looters stole every imaginable thing. And you know what's crazy? They're just walking out with it right there on TV. Because nothing says blank the police like frying up some grub when you steal the air fryer. Or, as one woman did, grabbing baby clothes. Another guy walked out with several sets of bedding. Must have checked out a friend's wedding registry before a riot. It's always a good idea to do them. If you're going to be there and smashing up the place, you might as well go ahead and check off the wedding gifts. You know what I'm saying? What the heck, folks? We did not do this before the Obama era. Somehow this country got through really, really tense situations without helping themselves to every darn thing at the Walmart and the Target. All right, Rodney King. But when it's rioting, it's not, hey, shopping spree for me. They get away with it because you have to let them. Liberal privilege. It's ridiculous. It is ridiculous what folks get away with. But anyway. 800-347-1063 is the Ingalls Advantage talk line. Common Sense Retirement Planning. Text line 71307. All right. Meanwhile, I got to tell you what. This whole Trump Twitter censorship thing is terrifying. And it's exactly, I mean, things are proceeding apace exactly as I told you they would. I told you by election day, I would be surprised if he still had the Twitter account. Do you know what is so stunning about this? Two things. Right now, it's been over the last month, my second grader has struggled with opinion versus fact. It's been hard for him. He's had to learn it for school. So in my family, now someone will say, you know, something, and then the other kids will yell out, fact or opinion. And it's become kind of a thing. Well, he's got it now. He's got fact versus opinion, which honestly makes him more qualified for a job at Twitter than the people actually doing the fact checking. Trump wrote that mail-in ballots would lead to election fraud. Okay. If my second grader's listening, honey, what is that? Mail-in ballots would lead to election fraud. Has the election happened yet? No. Can we verify? No. I know my two kids, I can see them at home, jumping up and down with their hands in the air. Oh, pick me, pick me. That's an opinion. It's an opinion. Technically speaking, we will not know until after we do a national mail-in ballot election if that happened. But we can look at places that have tried similar things and see, was there massive fraud? Oh, heck yes. They just fact-checked a Trump opinion. And get this, Fox News called up the Twitter spokesperson, right? And said, could you tell us which of Twitter's operational rules Trump violated? You know, to earn the fact check. Oh, none. Wait, he didn't violate any rules? No. Well, why does he get to fact check that? When you aren't slapping one on the Communist Party of China. How about this? How about slap one on the WHO? My personal favorite tweet's the one from January where they said COVID-19 has no human-to-human transmission. How about a fact check on that? That's a fact right there. You can check that, sucker. That's not an opinion. That's a scientific fact right there. My second grader would know it. Go fact check that? Oh, heck no. No, they're not. Because it's political. It's totally political. That's why. But I mean, if you're going to let CNN and the Washington Post fact check Trump's opinions and assert that their opinions are better, which is what happened here, then you better be right. And the problem is, they're not. There are numerous examples. Just Google it. Or no, wait, it's probably throttled. Never mind. Just in recent months of fraud with mail-in ballots, including right here in South Carolina. Mail-in absentee ballots ended up in Maryland, not the Board of Elections, where they were supposed to go. It happens all the time. Here's the Secretary of State of Alabama attempting to explain to a CNN talking head that this happens all the time and we have convictions. Listen to her at the end of this. But there is no voter fraud. He's like, dude, I just told you we had convictions. She's like, but there is no.
I know that since I've been the Secretary of State in Alabama, 5 years, 4 months, and 8 days, we've had 6 convictions on voter fraud. We've had 2 elections that have been overturned. 5 of the 6 that have been convicted were convicted for fraudulent activity related to absentee balloting. I know that for a fact. I also know that
we're aware that the research shows that in-person voting is more likely to result in voter fraud, which overall is basically non-existent. So it's kind of odd we're having this conversation, but mostly
she's just saying it's non-existent. He's like, we can prosecute it. I mean, God, CNN.
In-person voting, not absentee ballot voting.
They're entitled to their own opinion, but they're not entitled to their own facts. And the facts in our state show that we have had voter fraud. We have had people convicted, and those people are currently incarcerated, period. We're making it easy to vote and hard to cheat in Alabama. We're going to.
Yeah. But it's a fact, she says. Fact is that in-person voting leads to more fraud. Really? I don't know. Let's fact check Twitter using, the New York Times. Quote, votes cast by mail are less likely to be counted, more likely to be compromised, and more likely to be contested than those cast in a voting booth, statistics show. New York Times, 2012. You can't fact check an opinion, but they failed miserably trying.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Folks, how do you feel about the dual justice system? You like it? Big fan? No? Where laws apply in the extreme to Republicans and not at all to Democrats for the same crimes, if there even are any when it as it applies to the Republicans. Oh, you're going to love the dual speech system then. We're developing one. That's what this whole Twitter situation means. It's much bigger than just the fact that they singled out the president of the United States for a fact check when he did not even violate their terms, their compliance terms for accounts. They just didn't like what he said. Yet they don't do that. Not to Iran. Not to communist China, to the Communist Party. They don't do it. You are watching in slow motion the development of a dual speech system. The fact that they feel comfortable going after the president of the United States is terrifying. And I'm here to tell you, if we don't take back both houses in the presidency, the non-left, it will never fully recover our free speech in this country if we lose. I used to say the right, but it's bigger than that now, and that's what terrifies me. The leftist censors will simply clamp down tighter and tighter until we can't even talk about how we can't even talk. And folks, I've watched the progression of this. It's not just the right that is throttled, censored, and wiped off social media anymore. It was. But they've gotten way bolder than that. And the most terrifying thing I have watched. You want to know why we don't have 36 million jobs? They're gone. Why we have an economy that is in the crapper, that is in many ways analogous to the Great Depression? Why we are headed toward finding out in June, as administration officials have now warned us, that we have a 20% unemployment rate? You want to know why all that happened? Because of social media censorship. Over half the country, as a primary source, gets their news on social media. That gives a handful of guys, white dudes, white liberal dudes, a ton of power. And it is literally killing people and the economy. Let me tell you how. Because what I've seen in recent weeks is absolutely terrifying. Before, it was just the right wing getting censored. And before that, it was Alex Jones. But this is new. The most terrifying thing I've watched is dozens of doctors, many of whom were highly esteemed in their fields, whose, you saw the videos, banned, pulled down. Not just off YouTube, but off Twitter, Facebook. Their videos were censored and banned for the thought crime of disagreeing with Dr. Anthony Fauci's, folks, now documented, outrageously wrong projections. And even after we knew Fauci couldn't get it straight. He'd been wrong, wrong, wrong. Didn't matter. You disagreed with him. You could be a highly credentialed virologist, a leader in your field. Didn't matter. You were coming down if you dared to try. You dared to question it. You saw the videos. You saw them disappear. We all did. And the leftist censors who took him down off YouTube didn't even have medical degrees. And here's the thing. This is what makes this so frightening, folks. None of those doctors were partisan, were they? They weren't partisan. They weren't yelling and screaming. They weren't accusing people of anything. They were calmly and rationally demanding that real science be used. They came loaded with facts and studies and expertise, and they called out Fauci's transparently wrong claims, projections. And here's where the problem is. Had we listened to them when they tried to tell us this thing had a death rate similar to the flu for most people, which, by the way, the CDC now confirms for those under the age of 65, we might not have wiped out the economy. Thousands of businesses, 36 million jobs. We'll never know how many suicides, how many divorces, how many life streams wrecked. We'll never know. That's the cost of this. That is how destructively costly the censorship of legitimate debate in this country is. And it was just the right wing, the bomb throwers. Now it's doctors from Stanford who they don't have a political post in the entire Twitter sphere, the whole social media sphere. None, never. They were never political. They came bearing facts and they got banned and their videos got wiped out. Who's next? Anybody who deviates from the narrative? Those doctors were right. I mean, it was so bad. You then had doctors from Sweden and from all over the world chiming in, and even they were wiped off of Twitter. Mainly YouTube. Couldn't share it on Twitter because the video was gone. I mean, let's not forget this. What did the head of YouTube say? Oh, well, if the WHO doesn't say it, then you can't say it. You mean the WHO that told us in a tweet in January there was no human-to-human transmission? Them? How many people did they kill? Yeah, that WHO. Do you see how deadly this is? How destructive this is? You could say, well, maybe no one would have listened to the doctors. Oh, they would have. And I know that because I will never forget the biggest story on our air, and I spent so much time on it coming out of the 2016 election. When the Web Hits reports came out. And for the first time, Breitbart, Daily Caller, places like that, the Gateway Pundit, were in parity with the New York Times. Only the New York Times and MSN.com had more hits, and it was only barely. We had media parity. We were on the playing field. People could find real news. If they chose or didn't want to read it, great, awesome. Don't read it. I don't care. We earned that parity. And they wiped us out. You should see it now. A lot of those sites lost 90% of their traffic. I have never recovered the traffic I had going into 2016. And I know for a fact this audience is much bigger because of ratings. Explain that one. I'm throttled. Some days I can't post at all. They just arbitrarily decide. I guess somebody complains. I don't know. Other times you go there and it's nothing but a blank screen where my page is supposed to be. And then the rest of you who try to follow me go back and find your follow's been erased. I get screenshots of that all the time. One guy sends me a video. He hits follow and then clicks off and goes back and he's unfollowed me. There's no follow. This is the stuff they do. And folks, you want to know why we're lurching from hoax to hoax to hoax to hoax in this country? We don't have real news anymore. It's just hoax after hoax because there's no counter. There's no ability of real facts. These people convinced you your president was a Russian agent. God, that's funny. And that Russians determined the outcome of your election. Didn't happen. Can't have a debate, folks. The cost of this is dear and deadly. It must stop. Anyway, can't wait to see Trump's executive order. We'll see how it goes. Folks, I got to tell you, though, we don't win back that House and that Senate and the presidency, you kiss your free speech goodbye. It'll only get worse. Texter writes, sounds like somebody needs to give Twitter some competition. Aussie, well, there's where you're wrong. That's not allowed either. Because guess who controls the other platforms? The platforms you need to be on if you want to take on Twitter. Ha! Google. Good luck. And Apple. Good luck. You can't even get into this thing, no matter how much money you have, unless all the right players want you there. It's incredibly frustrating. By the way, Donald Trump was not the first one to say that mail-in balloting would lead to mass fraud. Nope. Jerry Nadler said it. You know, the big fat Democrat? Representative. Part of the House leadership on the Democrat side? Yeah, this is Jerry Nadler. A little over 20 years ago, take a listen. He knows this is why the Democrats want mail-in ballots.
In my experience in New York, paper ballots are extremely susceptible to fraud. I want a paper trail. I want paper somewhere. But pure paper with no machines, I can show you. I can show you experience which would make your head spin.
That's why they want it. They love fraud. They want to do fraud. Wow. Okay, this just out from Fox Business, because it is Thursday. You learn to dread Thursdays now. That's when the good news used to come out, but now it's bad. Unemployment, first-time claims last week, 2.5 million. That was the estimate. The actual came in at 2.1. God, I mean, those numbers. 2.1 million jobs gone. Can you even wrap your mind around that? 2.1 million. That's just last week. 10-week claims. We're now at 40 million have lost their jobs. So got an update from earlier in the show. Told you 36. Sorry, it's 40 now. Just picture 40 million. That is a heap and wallop of pain. Continuing unemployment claims estimated at 2.8 million. Actually, came in, it's around 21.5. What a mess. What a mess. Again, this is for something that has a death rate half that of the seasonal flu in those 15 under. For the love of God, why did they stay home? Why? Oh, because we didn't know, Chair. We had to take... No, we did know. I've proven to you we knew. We knew in February. Again, never forget. I will remind this you of this several times a week. Never forget, February 21st, Anthony Fauci and Robert Redfield, head of the CDC, Fauci's head of the NIAID, wrote that piece, New England Journal of Medicine, in which they said... Yeah, it looks high now. It looks like 3.4% death rate. But don't worry, when it's all over, it's going to be in the twos. It'll be about like a severe seasonal flu. That's exactly where we are, 2.6 today out of the CDC. So why did Anthony Fauci go down the hall to Donald J. Trump and tell him 2.2 million people would die when he knew darn well they would not? When he knew it in February, when he hit the death rate dead head on. Why? Why did he lie? Well, there's the cause right there. 2 million this week lost their job. He didn't care. Again, folks, the lesson in all of this, this is what happens when you shut down competing news sites. And the only sites that don't get throttled are the ones that peddle the lie. And peddle it over and over and over. The same people who brought you, hey, your president's a Russian spy. He's under control of Putin. How do you know? We could tell by looking at him. We don't have anything else, but someday we will. That day never came. And now they want you to believe you're going to die of COVID-19. You're not. Death rate for those 50 and under, half that of the seasonal flu. That's the CDC. And they won't even tell you that now. It's on the CDC website, though. You can read it for yourself. This is what happens when a country does not allow debate. It is soul-killing, economy-crushing. It kills people. The effects of it. Those doctors should have been front and center. All the ones who tried to tell us, but they wouldn't. They were throttled, their videos taken down. We could only hear from the WHO and no one else. That's YouTube. They did this. That red ink you just heard about, those lives, those crash, they did that. Fauci would have never been able to get away with this if we maintained the media environment that we had coming out of 2016 for the first time we had hits parody. It was an even playing field. There were two sides. They were not throttled. That's the cost. Folks, I told you earlier in the week, if I could wave my wand and change just one thing, I could do anything I wanted. I could get rid of the deep state. I could do whatever I wanted. Any of it. I'd wave my wand and force Twitter, Facebook, and other social media to comply with the law of this country, which is that they are to be neutral platforms where everybody can speak and nobody is throttled, unless they're threatening to kill somebody or something. Then, you know, like Kathy, you know, Kathy Lee, she'd be done. But everybody else would be able to speak.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.